Coming up on today's podcast, we're unpacking Google's latest threat alerts from scattered spider campaigns and a Chrome zero day to historic credential breaches, Microsoft's new cloud PC safeguards and passkey rollout, Iran's Nobitech's exchange hack, Telegram's data leaks and malware onslaught, and Ubuntu's sweeping security patches. So stay tuned to keep your defenses rock solid. Coming up next on Google News, let's dive into the latest alerts and breakthroughs in cybersecurity from both Google and Microsoft, plus a few other headlines you won't want to miss. First, Google's threat intelligence teams are sounding the alarm on multiple fronts. Scattered spider campaigns, US insurance firms, and IT support teams are being hit by this social engineering group following earlier UK retail attacks. Google warns industry partners to tighten defenses. Chrome zero-day CVE 2025-2783 exploited by the Taxoff gang to install the Trinper backdoor. If you're running Chrome, update immediately to patch high-severity bugs that allow arbitrary code execution. Historic credential breach. Researchers uncovered what may be the largest data breach ever. Over 16 billion Google logins exposed across dozens of platforms. Change passwords, enable MFA, and review any unusual sign-in alerts in Gmail. Gmail and calendar exploits. Russian APT29 has bypassed Gmail's two-factor authentication with app-specific passwords, while late October attacks repurposed Google Calendar as a command and control channel. Security enhancements. Google has rolled out advanced protection for Android 16 and new enterprise-grade features for Pixel and other Android devices. Plus, an India-focused safety charter leverages AI to combat fraud, and a new safety engineering center opened in Telangana, Google's fifth worldwide. Certificate distrust. Later this year, Chrome will no longer trust certificates from two major authorities, so admins need to plan updates now. Phishing, vishing, and search result scams are on the rise. Threat actors have manipulated Google search to display scammer phone numbers, and travel-themed frauds have spiked during the summer season. Stay vigilant. Shifting over to Microsoft's corner, Windows 365, cloud PCs, new default security settings, and virtualization-based safeguards will roll out in H2 2025, blocking legacy authentication and tightening data exfiltration controls. Passkeys replace passwords. By August, Microsoft will require all users to set up passkeys, a major step toward phishing-resistant logins. Entra ID under attack. Credential-based campaigns leveraging the team filtration framework are on the upswing, so organizations should deploy Microsoft's new graph-powered detection for hybrid environments. Office and Edge updates. A global keylogger campaign on Outlook web access and an Excel LTSC 2024 RCE vulnerability have been patched. Update your Office suite now. Edge for Business also gains enhanced mobile device security for work profiles. Broader moves. Microsoft is helping European customers build more autonomy in the cloud with German hardware partners, and new ISIS ecosystem integrations strengthen Defender for Office 365. That's your rapid-fire security roundup. Stay patched, stay alert, and we'll be right back with more tech and security updates. In brief, researchers shut down a dark web drug market after uncovering keyloggers on Outlook pages. A user sought advice about deleting a suspicious .exe flagged by SmartScreen. And cybersecurity experts at LinuxFest Northwest debated how human psychology and AI intersect in online misinformation. Coming up next in Nobitech's News, today's top headlines. A sophisticated cyber attack hit Iran's largest crypto exchange, Nobitex, with pro-Israel hacker collectives Gonjeshke Daranda and Predatory Sparrow claiming responsibility. Reported losses range from $81 million to over 100 million drawee in digital assets, most of it allegedly rooted into inaccessible burn wallets. In the aftermath, the attackers published Nobitex's full source code, raising fresh security and regulatory concerns. This marks the second major cyber incident targeting Iranian financial platforms in just 2 days. Iran's central bank has imposed strict curfews and trading hour limits on all crypto exchanges to stem further capital outflows. Nobitex has temporarily suspended hot wallet operations, launched an internal forensics probe, and pledged to reimburse affected users. Stay tuned as we continue to track developments in this unfolding cyber geopolitical saga. Next up in Telegram news, here's a roundup of the latest developments in cybersecurity, data breaches, malware threats, and platform updates. One, major data breaches and hacks. Security researchers have reported a breach affecting some 460 user accounts, with sensitive details posted on a public Telegram channel. Separately, a malicious Telegram bot was found leaking personal data of up to 81 million users. In Russia, a 27-year-old hacker exploited company systems via Telegram-based phishing, triggering a sizable data breach. Another group deployed a fake Telegram update to steal credentials and personal files. Two, malware campaigns and scams. Multiple strains of Telegram-targeted malware are circulating, particularly in Russia. Attackers send malicious links promising fake promotions, job offers, or cryptocurrency bonuses, then demand ransoms, often around 3,500 rubles. Russian authorities have warned users about scams featuring counterfeit job ads, crypto giveaways, and fraudulent two-factor authentication alerts. Over 40 criminal cases are now open, with 160 suspects detained for illegal Telegram activity. Three, alleged intelligence ties and surveillance concerns. Independent investigations suggest possible links between Telegram's architecture and Russia's FSB intelligence services. Critics argue that certain back-end designs could facilitate state-sponsored surveillance, raising questions about user privacy worldwide. A recent report explicitly details Telegram's historical cooperation, voluntary or compelled, with Russian security agencies, fueling calls for greater transparency. Four, platform security enhancements. In response to these threats, Telegram has rolled out a suite of new protections, enhanced encryption protocols, and end-to-end options in group and voice chats. Automated fake account detection to curb impersonation and spam. Hardened two-factor authentication workflows after reports of unauthorized logins despite SMS-based 2FA. A global security update to thwart a fresh cyber attack wave spanning 61 countries. Upcoming features include advanced login alerts, stricter link scanning filters, and expanded bug bounty rewards to crowdsource vulnerability hunts. Five, expert advice and community guidance. Cybersecurity analysts emphasize that despite Telegram's reputation for privacy, users must remain vigilant. Always verify links and sender identities before clicking. Enable official in-app 2FA rather than relying solely on SMS codes. Back up important chats securely and review active sessions regularly. Stay informed via reputable security blogs and official Telegram channels. That's the latest in Telegram-related security news. Stay tuned, stay protected, and we'll catch you next time with more updates. Next up in Ubuntu news, a broad wave of security updates has rolled out across nearly every supported release, addressing everything from privilege escalations and information disclosure to denial of service and code execution flaws. Here's a quick rundown by release. Ubuntu 25.04, USN 7578.1, patches EUDISC's local privilege escalation vulnerability, libblockdev update blocks another escalation path via EUDISC's. USN 75761 fixes a dwarf utils buffer overflow vulnerability. PAM update closes a privilege escalation hole in the pluggable authentication modules. Python patch prevents an arbitrary file overwrite issue. Ubuntu 24.10, USN 758131 addresses a critical flaw in Express, the C library. GoToolchain update stops an information disclosure bug in Golang 1.22, Ubuntu 22.04, LTS, USN 75751, fixes critical security holes in Mue.js, the lightweight JavaScript engine. KTEX update closes multiple remote code execution and sandbox escape issues. Ubuntu 20.04 LTS and 18.04 LTS, USN 75772, USN 75782, liblock dev and UDisk's privilege escalation fixes. Originally reported by Qualys, USN 75852 patches a Linux kernel information exposure vulnerability, USN 7573 Sprint 2 addresses a denial of service bug in the XorgX server. Additional Xorg security update covers older CVEs across 16.04, 18.04, 20.04. Dojo update fixes arbitrary code execution and XSS flaws in the JavaScript toolkit. USN 75552 and follow-up closes a Django log injection vulnerability, Ubuntu 16.04. LTS shares the Dojo and X.org patches listed above all releases. Mod security update resolves several HTTP filter bypass issues. Kernel security refresh, multiple fixes across subsystems from networking to file systems. USN 75362 reverses a CIFS utils regression introduced by an earlier patch. PAM update, USN 75-1, closes a local privilege escalation bug discovered by Olivier Balpetre. If you're running any Ubuntu version covered above, apply updates as soon as possible to keep your system secure. That's the latest in Ubuntu security. Now back to our regular programming. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, Line, and don't forget to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity.